The Planet Man. The Planet Man.
This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Slats and Rura aboard the Alpha and the Mardi fleet, having been drawn to the surface of the graveyard planet, are engaged in a last-ditch battle with the Insect Men. The ships are being slowly drained of power by the magnetic field. Their last resort will be to destroy the planet and Planet Man with it. Unknown to them, Dantro is about to attack the Insect Men with the freed slaves and fugitives as his allies. Barrow, the robot, far below, waits to destroy the power plant and the planet. Only minutes remain in the race against time and destruction.
Here's the plan, Grig. We get as close to the Insect Men as we can without being seen. You and your men will come with me. Sacro will take his crew around and, on the signal of blue flare, attack simultaneously from the other side of the circle.
I understand, Dantro. How much time do we have?
Barrel will destroy the planet in exactly 8 minutes. We have to be aboard those ships by then.
Do they know we're coming? Will they let us through and aboard?
We'll have to take the chance, at least until we attack. So far, the Insect Men haven't detected any of our contact or communications. But I'm not going to risk the longer beam necessary to contact the ships.
The Mardi are liable to shoot us down. They'll think we're part of the Insect Men's army.
That's one of the risks. No time to talk further. Does Sacro know the plan and signal?
He's tuned into the conversation.
Very well, then. Let's get going. And remember, the signal is a blue flare. No turning back. If anyone falls, and that includes me, leave him and keep heading for the ships. Understand?
Yes.
Then let's go.
How are we doing, Rura?
We could only hold our power. They couldn't touch us. Our shields are standing against everything they've got.
Maybe we'll be able to polish them off before our power runs too low.
I was hoping for that, but there's little chance. For every Insect Man we destroy, 10 take his place. And they've got more equipment than we could possibly smash in the time that's left.
Rura, how can you talk of smashing a planet with Dantro out there?
We don't even know that he's out there, Slats. He may be dead, but we can't put his life against all those of our crews. And we can't let these ships fall into the hands of the Insect Men. With this fleet, they could spread their evil out beyond their planet.
I'm going to try to contact Dantro on the communicator.
It doesn't reach out far at all in this field, Slats.
I know, but I got a hunch he's around here somewhere. I'm going to try anyhow. Hello, Slats aboard the Alpha calling Dantro. Are you around, Dantro? Can you hear me? Answer me. We're going to have to destroy the planet, Dantro. Come in, Dantro.
I'm afraid you're wasting your time, Slats.
Shh, maybe he'll answer.
Face it, Slats, he isn't going to answer. We can't wait much longer anyway.
Listen, I'm going out there and look for him.
Slats, don't be a fool. You couldn't live out there for a minute. We're under a steady barrage of rays powerful enough to blast a space dreadnought. The only thing that's saving us is our protective shields.
If only I wasn't worried about Dantro. I'd tell you to use a planet buster now.
Oh, we will, Slats, in about 2 minutes. That's all the time we can wait. Our power level is dangerously low now.
If only I was on one of those ships out there on the outer circle, at least I could fight. As it is, I just stand here and watch.
We're almost close enough now, Grig. Once we get into combat, it'll be every man for himself. Try to fight your way to the closest ship. Are your men deployed?
Yes, Dantro, on either side of us.
Everyone, get on your space helmets. Here goes the flare.
Left, and then you can use those planet busters. That's wrong, Roar. I'm sure Dantro's out there somewhere alive.
Look, I've endangered the fleet too much as it is, Slats. We can't wait.
But Roar. Hey, Roar, look.
What? What do you see?
Out there. You see it? Over in that area.
Oh, flare. What does it mean? It's just a flare.
Don't you understand, Roar? That's Dan, so it means he's alive. He's out there.
Why do you say that?
Because of the flare. He had a supply of those flares. That was the signal we agreed on. Now you've got to wait.
Oh, don't be a fool, Slats. Every spaceship has flares like that. The insect men must have them, too. You can't be sure it's Dantro.
I am sure, I tell you. It's Dantro. I know it is.
Where are you going?
I'm going out there, Roar, and don't try to stop me. Dantro's out there, and he may need help.
Slats, take off that spacesuit. Come back. You can't live out there. Slats, I warn you, I'm setting off the planet busters as I planned.
Slats is determined to help Dantro at all costs, even his own life. What will the next minute bring? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats, he was about to leave the Alpha and try to rescue Dantro, despite the tremendous odds against him. Rora has threatened to set off the planet busters in exactly 60 seconds. In the meantime, Dantro, Grig, and the slaves are trying to fight their way through the insect army and get aboard the Mardi fleet.
All right, Grig, let's go. Stand to the left side of me. We'll see if we can teach those insect men a few tricks about infiltration.
They've spotted us. Look out. They're turning that secret turret this way.
Not so easy as all that. Watch. Watch your left there, Grig. Down. Suits on, they'll block out radiation.
Where are we headed?
That's my ship, the Alpha, in the center. Now let's try to make it.
I hope they don't think we're insect men.
Well, we certainly don't look like it.
Yeah, but most of those turrets on the ships are automatic. They fire at any target.
Rick, quick, behind you! Are you all right, Rick?
Did you get him?
He won't bother anyone again.
Watch it!
Thanks, Rick, I didn't see him.
That's all right, thanks to see me. How much time left?
About 2 minutes.
I don't think we're going
to
make it.
We've got to make it. Come on.
Over there. There's another one coming. I'll get him.
Hold it. Greg, don't fire. That's no insect man. It's one on our side.
Who is he?
I wonder. Well, it couldn't be, but... Slats, is that you?
Dantro, I knew it was you when I saw that flare.
Where'd you come from?
The Alpha. Oh, my gosh, in 30 seconds, it's going to be too late. Come on, we got to run.
You know about Barrel's deadline, then?
I don't know anything about Barrel, but in 30 seconds, Roar ships are going to set off planet busters. I'm telling you, man, you better come on. We're never going
to
make it.
I'll try to contact her on the communicator. Rura. Hello, Rura. This is Dantro, the planet man. Rura, can you read me? Hello, Rura.
Dantro, is it really you? Where are you?
About 300 yards from the Alpha. Can you wait for us? We'll be there in a minute or two if we have any luck.
I don't know. The protective shields are going fast. Can't wait until they do or the insect men will destroy or capture the fleet. Hurry, I'll wait as long as I can, but hurry.
We gotta get around those two tanks. You see them there? They're right between us and the Alpha.
Our hand weapons won't even dent their armor. If they see us, we're sunk.
There's only one thing to do. So long.
Greg, come back.
Hey, what's he doing? What's he doing, huh?
He has some anti-tank atomics, but if he gets close enough to use them, he'll go up with the tanks. Greg, come back.
Look, he's going to make it. There he goes.
He did it. But he killed himself, too. Come on, we mustn't let his sacrifice go in vain.
Hurry, Dantro, hurry.
Hey, there's the Alpha. We're almost there. Lucky I left the otter hatch open. We'd never have time to wait.
You're going first, Lutz.
Okay, no time to argue. Come on.
Right behind you.
Wake up, Slats.
Look out, Dantro. He's out there. You got to save him, Rura. Wait, Rura.
Slats, everything's all right. Dantro is here, Slats.
Where am I? Dantro, you're safe.
Yes, Slats, I'm safe thanks to you and Aurora here. If she hadn't waited for us, we'd be back there.
Is the battle over? Do we win?
The battle's over, but nobody wins a battle like that.
What are you talking about?
I'll explain, Dantro. You see, Slats, the graveyard planet is nothing but a mass of whirling gas, now and the insect men with it.
You used the planet busters then?
No, we didn't get the chance. I didn't know what had happened until Dantro explained it to me.
Well, if you didn't use the planet busters, then what happened? What's she talking about, Dantro?
There was no time to explain before when we were trying to get to the Alpha. But Barrel was down the city of the insect men, and he detonated their entire power plant. Must have set off a chain reaction that destroyed the plant.
We just made it. Say, how about the others, the guys who were with you? They make it?
Most of them, Slats, but I'm afraid many weren't so lucky, and they died with the insect men on their planet.
That is rough. Who were they, prisoners?
Slaves, Slats, survivors of the other ships the insect men had trapped.
I guess the galaxy won't miss the insect men. They deserved what they got. Hey, wait a minute. You mean Barrel went up in that, too?
That's right, Slats. Barrel took his own life to save the galaxy. Well, I guess you'd call it consciousness rather than life since he was a robot.
That's rough. For a robot, he was all man. I know a few humans who could take lessons from him. Say, where are we headed?
We're going partway back with Rura, then she'll transfer to one of the Mardi ships, and we'll set a course for Planaria Rex.
It's a great idea. And no side trips this time, huh? I've had enough excitement.
None at all, Slats?
Well, now that you mention it, we might just stop off once or twice, just for a fast look around.
Slats certainly seems to have become an untiring adventurer. Will our friends head back for Planaria Rex, or will they take a fast look around? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man.
The Planet Man.